Time now for StoryCorps. On this Memorial Day weekend, we recall Army Staff Sergeant Emilio Leo De Palma, who fought in World War II and served as a guard at the first Nuremberg trial. Among those he guarded was Hermann Göring, the Nazi leader who established concentration camps.
He was 19 years old, and he told me that Hermann Göring stood there glaring at the side of his face, and my father said he did not react to him at all and took him down to the cell block. My father stood up to that man.
That's Leo's daughter, Emily Ajo, who recently recalled her father, who died of COVID-19 last month.
I got this idea about taking him back to Germany around Memorial Day in May of 2000. He was 75 years old, and he had all these things he wanted to talk to me about. I'll never forget it. I may not have had a lot of time with my dad before, but I had that week.
Mm-hmm. Why did you decide that he should go live at the veterans' nursing home?
After Grandma died, he was alone, you know, and over time he started to get a little forgetful. And so we quickly moved him to a assisted living place. And he was thrilled because he was with all veterans and he was really happy about going there.
Tell me about the last time you saw him.
I visited him March 8th. I just got this feeling that I needed to go see him and I needed to go see him that day. And I talked to him. I talked to him and I told him that he was a good dad and that I loved him. And I talked about our trip and he looked up at me and he held my hand and he smiled. When I left that day, I did say to the nurse, if he should get worse, would you please call me? And she said yes. But by that time, they had started restrictions and then they shut the place down. He was number 28. Who died of COVID. I wanted to be there, but I didn't get that chance. That was probably the hardest part. You know, also, we couldn't have a funeral, and it's kind of like a long pain that's just carried out. So it's tough. But I knew my dad, and he wanted people to never forget what he did during World War II so that the rest of us could stay safe in the future. And I feel like I need to carry that on. I'm honoring his life, not how he died.
Emily Ajo and her daughter, Hannah Sibley Little, recalling Emilio Leo De Palma. They recorded that talk with StoryCorps Connect, which allows loved ones to interview each other remotely. Yes, I'm affected. The conversation will be archived at the Library of Congress, and you can record your own interview at npr.org.